Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Auto control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
A kid who got his pilot's license before he was licensed to drive a car has just landed on the moon.
Still ahead, if all these checks go right, of course, about 10 hours from now, unless Neil decides to do it sooner, that 2-hour and 40-minute spacewalk. Another tough bit of action, but not nearly
moonwalk.
The crunch.
Moonwalk.
Yes. Not nearly the crunch, as you put it, that landing was. And yeah. The next big crunch, I think, is the ascent.
Sure. These men breed a confidence in the rest of us, though, by their own actions.
That may have seemed like a very long final phase. The auto targeting was taking us right into a football field sized crater with a large number of big boulders and rocks for about the 1 or 2 crater diameters around it. And it required us gunning P-66 and flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
Roger, we copy. It was beautiful from here. Tranquility, over.
Armstrong was right. He said he'd have to do it by manual control.
It's a good thing he did, too, because the automatic
was... I don't get to the details of what's around here, but it looks like a collection of just about every variety of shape, angularity, granularity. But every variety of rock you could find. The color is, it varies pretty much depending on how you're looking relative to the zero phase point. There doesn't appear to be too much of a general color at all. However, it looks as though some of the rocks and boulders, of which there are quite a few in the near area, looks as though... Okay, this 16G is just like the airplane.
Right, Tranquility. Be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world, over.
It's Capcom.
There are two of them up here.
Right, it was a beautiful job, you guys.
And don't forget one in the command module.
Right.
Mike Collins. Capcom Charlie Duke telling him to get back to that simulated countdown.
To that last remark from Mike Collins at an altitude of 60 miles, the comments on the landing, on the manual takeover, came from Neil Armstrong. Buzz Aldrin followed that with a description of the lunar surface and the rocks and boulders that they are able to see out the window of the LEM.
Tranquility, Houston, we have you pitched up about 4.5 degrees, over.
Confirmed by our local observation.
Roger.
As the new AOS acquisition lost signal was being read to Mike Collins in the command module. One last engine remaining to be tried. 96 engines aboard that Saturn V, the command module, the lunar module, and one big one remaining untried, the ascent engine for liftoff tomorrow afternoon to rejoin Columbia, the mothership, and Mike Collins orbiting the moon 60 miles overhead, Tranquility Base. A new word, a new place in the solar system.
It's interesting that Buzz Aldrin talked about some of those rocks. He said it might have some interesting colors.
Well, we've just gotten a report from the telecom here in Mission Control that LEM systems look good after that landing. We're about 26 minutes now from loss of signal from the command module.
And that means they'll be given a go to stay through at least one more rev of the revolution of the command module overhead.
Tranquility Base, Houston. All your consumables are solid. You're looking good in every respect. We copy the dips, venting. Everything is copacetic. Over.
Thank you, Houston.
Bottle auto CDR. Top button reset. Top button. Set. Abort, abort stage reset. At control, three up in the mode control. Okay, mode control is set. Tag is reading 400 plus 1. Standing by for armed.
Reading down their checklist. The last items before that power descent burn begins.
Buzz Aldrin reading off the checklist there to Neil Armstrong.
Leaving their mic open, apparently, to talk so Mission Control can hear them directly and the world.
Yes. 77. Sequence camera coming on.
Eagle Houston, if you'd like to try. High gain, pitch 212, yaw 37, over.
Roger, I think I've got you on high gain now.
Roger.
Coming up on 1 minute to ignition.
Can I get any angles, though? I'll set them in to use them before we yaw around.
Roger. Pitch 212, yaw plus 37.
Copy.
Seconds to
ignition. On descent.
Altitude about 46,000 feet, continuing to descend.
Python. One. Zero. Missing 10%.
Buzz Aldrin telling us he was up to 10% throttle on the PDI burn before the radio communications cut out again. The 10% throttle meaning it's going okay as he descends through 46,000 feet, the last count. And then they had trouble with that lens steerable antenna again. But they're headed downward.
Columbia, Houston, we've lost. Tell them to go aft on me, over.
I got good signal strength in flu.
Okay, you should have me now, Houston.
Eagle, we got you now. It's looking good. Over.
Hey, Eagle, that looks good.
Eagle, Houston, everything's looking good here. Over.
Roger, copy.
Eagle Houston, after yaw around, angles, S-band pitch, minus niner, yaw, plus 1-8.
Copy. Mike and things agree very closely.
Roger.
Right on. Altitude's a little high.
Two minutes, 20 seconds, everything looking good. We show altitude about 47,000 feet.
Right on the money.
Yeah. So? Houston, I'm getting a little fluctuation in the AC voltage now.
Roger.
50 meter maybe, huh?
Stand by. It's looking good to us. You're still looking good at three, coming up 3 minutes.
Pretty deep, but still good. Hold it. Start on. Our position check downrange to us to be a little off.
Roger, copy.
That was Armstrong saying they're a little long downrange on position. They'll have to correct slightly. They should be through 45,000 feet now.
I think it's going
to stop. There's Aldrin again.
Eagle, Houston, you're a go to continue
at all at 4 minutes.
Roger, you're a go to continue power descent. You're a go to continue power descent.
Roger.
Altitude 40,000.
And Eagle Houston, we got data dropout. You're still looking good.
Should be coming up on landing radar acquisition now. The ground beneath them telling them exactly how high they
got
are.
Good lock on.
That's it.
They got it.
Radar
got it.
Lock.
Altitude lights out. LH is minus 2,900.
Roger, we copy.
At the Earth, right out our front window. Houston, you're looking at our Delta H.
That's affirmative.
Program alarm.
Looking good to us. Over.
1202.
Good radar data. Altitude now 33,500 feet.
Give us a reading on the 1202 program alarm.
Roger, we got you. We're going at alarm.
Roger, 330.
6 plus 2, 5, throttle down. 6 plus 2, 5, throttle down.
Roger, copy. 6 plus 2, 5.
We're still go, altitude 27,000 feet.
Same alarm, and it appears to come up when we have a 1668 up.
Roger, copy.
Eagle should be slow to 1,200 miles an hour now.
Eagle, Houston, we'll monitor your Delta 8.
Beautifully.
Delta Ace
looks good now.
Roger, Delta Ace is looking good to us.
Throttle down on time.
Roger, copy, throttle down.
Throttle down. Better in the simulator.
Roger.
About 60 miles from their landing site.
Heights and things look real close.
Altitude now 21,000 feet, still looking very good.
And they should be down to 800 miles an hour forward speed, about 102 miles an hour vertical speed.
Velocity
as they drop
down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
Less than 5
Okay, I'm still on flu, so we may tend to lose as we gradually pitch over. Let me try auto again now, see what happens.
Roger.
Okay, looks like it's holding.
Roger, we got good data.
They're following their flight plan almost unbelievably closely to this point.
7 minutes, 30 seconds into the burn. Altitude 16,300 feet.
Eagle, Houston, it's descent to fuel to monitor, over.
72.
Altitude 13,005.
Final radar check
velocity
coming up.
Velocity 9,100 feet per second.
Made it switch over time, please, Jus.
Roger, stand by. You're looking great at 8 minutes.
Correction on that velocity. Now reading 760 feet per second.
It's the P-64.
Good. Roger.
Fido says we're go, altitude 9,200 feet.
830, you're looking great.
Descent rate 129 feet per second.
We copy.
Or about 80 miles an hour. And they're down to 300 miles an hour forward speed, coming up on High Gate, the next critical point.
Eagle, you're looking great. Coming up 9 minutes.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good. Altitude 5,200 feet.
Manual attitude control is good.
Roger, copy.
Altitude 4,200.
Houston, you're a go for landing. Over.
Roger, understand. Go for landing. 3,000 feet.
Copy.
Alarm. 1201. 1201.
Roger, 1201 alarm. We're go, same type, we're go.
2,000 feet. Into the ag, 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great, you're go.
Altitude 1,600. 1,400 feet, still looking very good.
Roger, 1202, we copy it.
35 degrees. 35 degrees, 750, coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet, down to 19. 540 feet, down to 30, down to 15. At 400 feet down at 9. Escape forward. 10 and 50 feet down at 4. 30, lift the half down. They're pegged on horizontal velocity. 10 and feet down 3.5. 47 forward. Hold up. On 1.5 down. 70. At the shadow out there. 50 down at 2.5. 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light. 3.5 down. 220 feet. 13 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely. 200 feet. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. Moving 66.5 down. 5.5 down. 9 forward. Good. 10-20 feet. 100 feet. 3.5 down. 9 forward. 5%. 185. 75 feet. Guys looking good, down a half. 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on.
Lights on.
Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Good. 40 feet down 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Great shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drift into the right a little. 9.5.
30 seconds.
Forward, just. Good. Okay. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Host control, both auto descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're looking good here.
Okay, we're going to be busy for a minute. After I'm on, take care of the defense. I'll get the stuff prepared. Very smooth touchdown. Mending the
oxidizer now. Roger, Eagle, and you are stay I'll for T1. Over. Eagle, you are stay for T1.
Roger.
And we see
him stay for T1.
Roger, and we see you venting the ox.
Roger.
Is that right?
Armstrong and Aldrin have made it, and everyone wondered what Neil Armstrong's first words would be. This is Tranquility Base. Tranquility
Base.
Copy,
9-43.
Roger, we have it.
Houston, I read Columbia on the high end.
Roger, we read you 5-by Columbia. He has landed Tranquility Base. Eagle is at Tranquility. Over.
Yeah, I heard the whole thing.
Well, good show.
Collins and the Columbia Command Module.
Fantastic.
Good show.
Bob, reset.
There was never any doubt about what Armstrong was going to do. He had a low fuel light on there, his fuel warning light, and he was very near not being able to do it.
The next major stay, no stay, will be for the T2 event. That is at 21 minutes, 26 seconds after initiation of powered descent.
Columbia went up telemetry command reset to reacquire on the high gain.
Copy out.
And there seems to be an absence of drama and emotion in Armstrong and Aldrin's voice. They're busy checking out the spacecraft to be sure they can get off the moon in a hurry if anything goes wrong. And nothing has gone wrong, though. Every sign, Frank, seems to indicate it's okay. And he was at
40 feet there and said some dust being kicked up by the engine.
Yes. You must have set that thing.
We have an unofficial time for that touchdown of 102 hours, 45 minutes, 42 seconds, and we will update that.
It was so unerring, it was almost unbelievable.
Eagle Houston, you loaded R2 wrong. We want 10254. Roger.
The descent took them just a little bit longer than had been calculated, but outside of that, he followed the descent flight plan second by second, as far as we can tell.
He was able to make the adjustment himself. He was actually flying it down with Buzz calling out all those numbers to him.
Right. Those last numbers we heard were the forward speed and the descent speed of Eagle. Now at Tranquility Base. Two Americans on another planet.
We're going to have, you know, we will have movies of this when they come back, too, because a camera was started just before the PDI.
That's V horizontal 5515.2. That's affirmative.
The Eagle, safe and sound on the surface of the moon, and we're going to replay the transmission between the lunar landing craft and mission control, the transmission in the moments before touchdown.
100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 5%. How many pipes? 875 feet. That is looking good, down a half. 6 forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. 30 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Make shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drift into the right a little. 6.5. 30 seconds forward. Just. Okay, engine stop. ACA at a descent.
Auto descent.
Host control, both auto descent. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in. We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
The Eagle has landed. The first words from Commander Neil Armstrong as the Eagle spacecraft landed in the Sea of Tranquility. What was not indicated by that rapid fire communications between the spacecraft and Houston was that there was a certain degree of difficulty, danger, and great technical skill used by the astronauts at that moment. For in about the last minute of touchdown, they found that they had been programmed through the computers and the automatic pilot system directly over a large crater. Armstrong said it was about the size of a football field. Had they gone directly down, they would have landed on a very rough and rocky surface. So the pilots took over, the test pilots, and landed it somewhere outside of that football field-sized crater. And because they did, they weren't able to tell exactly what part of the Sea of Tranquility they had landed in. Of course, it was within the range of landing site number 2. But they radioed back to Houston sometime later. We aren't exactly sure where we are.
Wally Schirra, who dropped in for a few moments about an hour ago, said that all that proved was that man is needed in spaceflight, that the machine, had it gone alone without two men aboard, would have landed on those rocks, and it would have been quite a difficult achievement, difficult accomplishment. In fact, that it would not have accomplished what it had set out to.
Around the world, people waited, watched, and listened as that dramatic arrival of a new era approached, and then they cheered when the word came that the Eagle had landed. Paul Moore reports from West Berlin.
West Berliners who have no TV sets or who wanted to watch the moon story in color TV headed tonight for the United States Information Services America House or for the Zeiss Planetarium. During the day, some 2,000 visitors came to the America House to see the space exhibit, and during the landing, about 500 jammed an auditorium with only 320 seats. Director Ross Petzing said Berlin's America House had never had such response to any previous activities ever. The planetarium counted 390 visitors, some of whom sat on the floor to watch live TV plus films of earlier Apollo flights. East Germany's official news agency, ADN, carried a flash 3 minutes after the landing and thus far has played the story completely straight. This is Paul Moore in Berlin.
President Nixon watched and listened alone to the TV report of the Apollo landing and later commented, "This is one of the greatest moments of our time." And he expressed a hope that it will serve to bring people on Earth closer together. It's a cliche of the news business to ask, how do you feel at great moments in a person's history? And sometimes the answers are difficult. Mrs. Janet Armstrong, whose husband is now a man on the moon, tried to sum up her feelings.
Oh, I was terribly excited. It's a marvelous thing that we have successfully managed to land safely on the moon.
Is Neil carrying anything for you to the moon?
Yes, with us, private.
Can you describe what you were doing at the moment of touchdown?
I was sitting on the bed in my room, and I was watching the map minute by minute and following all the craters which they were going over, and doing the best I could to find them all the way.
Jan Armstrong, the wife of one of the men on the moon. Former President Johnson, in a statement released this evening, says the U.S. space program owes some of its success to the American form of government and to civilian direction.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Hose control, both auto, descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off.
We're home.
413 is in.
Man on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston,
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility.
Everything is go here. We're just waiting for the cabin pressure to bleed to a low enough pressure to open the hatch. It's about 0.1 on our gauge now.
Neil, this is Houston, over.
No, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, we're showing a relatively static pressure on your cabin. Do you think you can open the hatch at this pressure, about 0.12 PSI?
We're going to try it.
Roger.
I might cool it up a little bit.
Okay, my window, sir.
Roger.
the picture on the TV.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Down there, it's very fine. I'm going to step off the lamb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Both the surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, like powdered charcoal, to the sole and sides of my boots. I only go in a small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads and the fine sandy particles.
Hey, this is Houston. We're copying.